You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And with us in the studio is David Paul, MD of VectorVest. David, welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
So what are we covering today, David?
Well, yes, the title of the talk is Turtle Trading the VectorVest Way. Now, the Turtles were a group of youngsters that were trained to trade by a fellow called Richard Dennis in Chicago in the 1980s. And that group of youngsters went on to make more money than any other group of youngsters in history. And in fact, they made so much money that they all started up on their own. And really all they did was, it was a trend following strategy where they actually bought a breakout of a new high. And they started off with a 20-day high. So if the market would break above a 20-day high, the highest tick of the last 20 days, they would simply buy it. And that was it. That was the big secret. The 20-day high got a bit noisy. So I think a few years later, they moved to a 55-day high, Zach, if
that
I
sounds
remember.
Familiar, yes.
Yeah. And it was shrouded in secrecy in the 80s. Now, what I've done with VectorVest is that I've actually put the fundamentals into the party as well. So I've put together a search on VectorVest that finds shares that are undervalued, that are growing their earnings aggressively, that are also breaking up through new highs. And I call the search my turtle value search. So it puts together the best of both worlds. And
so is that actually in the software?
Yeah, I've written it into the software, and you can find those every morning. You can have a hit list of shares with outstanding fundamentals that are breaking up through new highs. And it's been the basis of how I've been calling shares recently on the VectorVest.co.uk blog. And we've had a really very good run recently.
So I've actually noticed it. I've actually noticed the good run. So
yeah.
On Twitter, because you tweet these things out and everything.
I tweet them out and I put them on LinkedIn and all the social media things. I'm getting better at that sort of thing.
Well, let's move on to the slides and take a look then.
Okay, well, we want to buy shares with outstanding fundamentals that are making new highs, and we want to buy those, Jenny, when the general market is actually moving up as well. And the general market is probably 70% of the exercise. If the general market is going well, then it's easy to get a false sense of security in that you think that you've been actually given trading guru status by the trading gods. And in fact, it's just the market itself. So the market's been running up since Trump was elected, as we all know. Is looking a little overbought at the moment. Our momentum indicator at the bottom of the chart up at 1.6 on a scale between 0 and 2, which is saying that we're well into this cycle. I tend to be fairly positive in life, so I still think there's another leg up in it. The market has pulled back, and it's kissed the old high of October, both on our VectorVest composite and on the FTSE 100. And the last time I looked this morning, that October high was still acting as support on the FTSE 100. It's still intact. There's no divergence in the index. The price is rising. The indicator is rising. And that normally means that there's another leg up to go. If you can see on the last two legs up, before the price fell back, the indicator had to make a falling top. That's what's called in tech speak, bearish normal divergence, and I would expect the same thing to happen now. And our little red and green signals tell us the trend in the market. At the moment, the short-term trend is down, longer-term trend is up, and our advice to everybody this morning was to sit your hands until the shorter-term trend turns back up again. And we've color-coded that on the VectorVest software, so you can see it on the go on your smartphone.
Well, let's move on, because we're running out of time.
Okay. Well, VectorVest puts a value to every share in the market every single day. And in the search that I'm going to talk about in a moment, I'm looking at shares that are trading 20% below the VectorVest valuation. We also put a number to earnings potential called relative value, which measures the earnings potential over a window of 3 years into the future. It's a fundamental measure of the company. There's no trend in there whatsoever. And the gist of VectorVest is to try to put together the best of both worlds, the best of fundamentals and the best of technicals. And that's what I'm trying to do in this search. So in the next slide, the search on UniSearch is quite simple. I'm looking for the value divided by the price. In other words, our VectorVest valuation must be about 20% above where it's trading. I want to find a share that's making a 13-week high, which is the turtle trading bit. It's a 65-day high. And I'm sorting those, and I'm bringing the ones to the top of the pile that have the highest earnings potential. And when I do that, in the next slide, I get a watch list every single morning. Now, some mornings it doesn't change much from day to day, but nevertheless, I know people will find that very difficult to see, but if they take a trial of VectorVest, they can do that in seconds. And I've just charted the top few from the search that I did yesterday afternoon. And the one that came out of it right at the top is Coats. Now, we've called Coats a couple of times. And as you can see, the software, the green line above the price is our valuation, so it's undervalued. The sort of purpley line at the bottom is earnings per share growth. And the software will flag up every time it breaks out through a new high. So it actually flagged Coats as a buy a few days ago. And the share is up 15%, I think, since that. And that will gives us a watch list every single day, putting together the best of both worlds. Shares that are fundamentally sound, that are making new highs, and it's a relatively easy way to make money when the general market is rising. Okay, so VectorVest very much a tick the boxes, and I can pretty much guarantee that anybody who ticks the boxes will turn themselves into a consistently winning trader. They will not win in every trade, but they should get right about 8 times out of 10, and their winners should be much, much bigger than their losers, which is a big part of the exercise. Victoria, I love this little company. Moved sideways in a 5-wave broadening formation made famous by a trader in the 1930s called Roy Longstreet. Have you read his book? I can't imagine you have.
I was just about to. I was getting around to it.
But a really cracking book. And it's broken up. It broke up on the fourth attempt. Now, my mentor, an old fellow called William Gann, always used to say that markets break on the fourth attempt. And it broke duly on the fourth attempt out of that broadening thing. It's got a liquidity problem, and that could be, as Zach said a couple of weeks ago, the dreaded lobster pot, and that very easy to get into it when the market is rising. But these small shares, as soon as the general market starts to fall, the sentiment goes away and all the bids disappear. So if you need to watch it and make sure that you're selling out of it and taking your profits when the sentiment is good, if the sentiment turns, very difficult to get out. I think that's going much, much, much higher, and our software flagged that the other day. I really like this little company. Biggest manufacturer of carpets in the UK and in Australia, and starting to push into North America. Okay. Numis. Small cap brokers have had a torrid time over the last couple of years. But Numis, it's a 5-year chart. Very strong growth in that it's pulled back in this falling wedge, which has got 3 waves in it. And it's significantly undervalued. I haven't put the valuation on there. Significantly undervalued. Earnings per share is going the right way, and it's broken up. A little head and shoulders reversal on the, if you look at it in more detail. It's broken up through a 13-week high. It's also broken up through that falling wedge, and I think that looks...
Also, with the stock market at all-time highs, that should start helping the brokers.
It should drag in the small players again, that's for sure, make them excited. Yeah.
So, final slide.
And this is a share that I called a couple of weeks ago that's moving up quite nicely as well. Broke out of that ascending triangle, made a little double bottom, and then the software flagged that. Undervalued, growing earnings, and moving up the page quite nicely with the oil price.
Fantastic. Well, before we go, what would you say is your trade of the day then?
What is the trade of the day? For small cap players, I think Victoria looks as if it wants to go much, much higher, but I emphasize the liquidity. If you're either in it for the long haul or you need to watch sentiment. But we advise this morning to do nothing until we see the short-term trend of the London market turning back up again.
Yeah. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.
David Paul there, MD of VectorVest.